Little Who for the Man. Coach Joel Quenneville. Coach Q Show sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Good morning, Coach. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you guys doing in there?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not a strong swimmer, Coach. I just got to tell you. I mean, you know, I don't care if you're in a house in the suburbs or if you are, you know, in a building. The words pipe burst together are never good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a tough deal. Tough deal, especially on a day like today.
So, not good. All right, so let's talk a little hockey here, Coach, because that's what we do here on your WGN Blackhawks radio station. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9. 6 games in 9 or 10 days. Is this, season to season, the toughest stretch of the year?
I always find this is a great measuring stick for your team. Gives you a good indication of how things are going to play out. Finds out how your team playing on the road in some tough buildings, very meaningful games, and as far as the standings go. And you really position yourself for what's going to take place at the end of the year. So you want to make sure you make some hay on this trip. You find out about who the top teams are in the team or in the division in the conference. And we're looking for that consistency. I think we haven't nailed that part of our season yet. And coming off a good win for us going into this trip. And let's make sure that we get some points and we find a way to win and play the right way.
Explain who your number two goalie is in the movie you made the other day.
Well, Ranta has been our goalie here all year, and Antti hadn't played in some time. And going into this road trip, you know, Corey played the last game, and Rockford played that night. So we want to get him playing a game before he goes on this trip because we expect him to play one of the games here this weekend. And so he gets that game, feels good about himself, played well down in Rockford. And in the meantime, Darling's got backed up Corey, and he'll go back down and play, and he's been playing well as well. So it's a good situation where everybody's current, and he gets that game and gets comfortable when he does get back in the net.
And for folks to go, man, Darling looked like fun. He's a big guy and everything. What happened to him? I mean, the key is for a kid that doesn't fit on the roster now, get him as much ice time as possible, right?
That's the idea. We want him playing, and he'll be getting more games and more situational. And more games where all of a sudden he's understanding the game, the league, getting confidence. But that's the whole idea of it. And here, especially with our schedule with the in-between game days, you know, Corey's going to get the bulk of the games, and he gets to play, and we'll see how it all sorts out later on. But certainly, I think all our goaltenders have helped themselves as how they played so far in the net.
The great Andy Mazur in for Dave Ennett this morning. Say hi to the coach.
Coach, good to talk to you. I understand, obviously, that Trevor Van Riemsdyk's out for a while, but it's a situation, too. I think, you know, you have the next man up theory, and were you pleased with the depth that you had, at least with some of those young guys defensively, to be able to bring up Steven Johns?
Well, Andy, we'll see what today and tomorrow. We've had 2 days off here, and sometimes we've been making some business moves, and tomorrow we'll have it all sorted out going into our trip. I think that's sometimes when you're with the cap and pressed up, you do some moves, and we'll be looking to add a defenseman and going into that trip. But certainly, Trevor was playing very well. Tough break for him and for us as well. You know, we'll see how it sorts out before we leave tomorrow with the 2 days off here today and yesterday.
Anybody other than TVR that's dinged? You know, as far as the roster goes, guys that are on the trip?
Wood, we're good to go on the trip. And, you know, I think, well, Sharpie, he'll be progressing while we're away. But I think those are the two guys and the only two guys that we'll be missing when we start.
So you get 6 goals from 6 different guys in a real breakout. You had a 5-goal game. And, you know, we saw a lot in the early action of 40-shot nights, and 1 or 2 would go in. I hate to use these words, but is the pipes broken? Is the dam burst?
Well, there's progress, certainly. And we've had some better games. I think we played well at home there in the last stretch. Played well for the first part of that Detroit game. It was a tough ending or a tough second part of it. But I think the first time we've had these lines together, maybe there's something there. I think every line has a little bit something. You know, it looks like we got 2 scoring lines. We've got a check-in line. We've got an energy line. But all the lines can score. Looks like there's probably going to be more consistency in our game. And if we can find that in our game and get that groove going, I think that's what we're missing right now. I think that'll help with our confidence. It'll help with our scoring. But I think that the one thing with our team, and I always say this, is I'm never worrying about our team scoring enough goals. It's just like make sure that we keep it out of our net. We'll find a way to win hockey games.
The Detroit game was very uncharacteristic for these Blackhawks, the way it ended in basically most of the second and all the third period. Are you the type of guy that says to the team, what the hell was that? To your coaches, what the hell was that? To your wife, what the hell was that? To the dog, what the hell was that? Who gets the brunt of that?
I think in the course of that game, there was probably guys felt that certain guys were getting the brunt. At the same time, I think, you know, there's different messages, different times, what you say after a game. So they understand the learning of, or the message that was extracted from a game like Detroit. I think, you know, we're going into a game with Detroit, who's a very good checking team. You don't give up the couple of goals we gave up in the first one and two plays in the first and the second periods early, which were, tied game, that situation. So I think that was more so it. But we usually try to give our team an idea what the other team's trying to do in the course of a game, and let's make sure there's an awareness factor. But at the end of the game, it's what we do that's going to give us the an edge or, help us win games. So that game, we kind of catered to them.
Coach, everybody talks about the fighting in hockey and how people want to get rid of it and this kind of thing. But the game the other night with Andrew Shaw, it was almost like it was perfect timing and a smaller guy going after a big guy, but it really seemed like it got you guys going.
Well, Shawzy, he's been known to get involved a little bit in the fighting department or just in the physicality department. We feel he gives their team a lot of energy. He's got a lot of personality, got a lot of purpose to his game as well. His recognition of what was going on in that game was, we're up 1-0 with a great start. All of a sudden, we're down 2-1 and lost some momentum in the building as well. And did he ever grab it back with the timing of the fight and then taking on a bigger guy and a guy that's one of those guys on the other team that might be kind of like I described as a Shazi. And he beat him at his own game, and the crowd appreciated it. And you could see it elevate our team as well. And, I think everybody, some people might not like fighting, but I think everybody enjoyed what they saw. And it was one of those fights that went on for quite a while. And I think everybody, and Shazi ended up on top of him. So it was everybody was excited at the end of that one.
Coach, I'm an idea guy, as you know, and 10% of them are usable. I like the idea of the Shazi Awards. Maybe you take the guys out, on this road trip, take them out to Chuck E. Cheese, you let them play in the balls for a while, and then you bring them out, and somebody gets a Shazi for being scrappy. That's a freebie from me to you, Coach.
All right. I don't mind the Shazi. Fitting. Very fitting.
All right. Enjoy the trip. Obviously, we'll be talking several times along the way, and we'll miss you. Call if you need money.
All right. Stay dry and warm.
Okay. Well, you had to say stay dry. That was a needle. You gave me the needle there. You absolutely did. We have actually iced over the water from upstairs. Has put a thin layer of ice on us.
They're going to practice here before they go to Calgary.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, right on the ice in the tribute tower.
Oh, in the lobby?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, they could do a practice
that
here.
That seems convenient.
We could do the musical Frozen also out there. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
And we could do another plug for Channel 9 and have, Ponce come over and sing his song.
Ponce. I hate to tell you, there is no ice in the lobby.
What?
There is no ice in the lobby.
Open the door. There will be. It's 8:53. Way late for traffic, but never too late for Mary. Said I, you do not know. 90 years of the radio station, and it took this morning to knock us off for 20 minutes. A flood after a broken main water pipe on the 8th floor, as best we can determine from the Tribune Tower, shut the station down from 6:45 to 7:05 or 7:10 or so. I want to thank Bill Murdoch and who else is involved? Well, Ben Cortez.
Ben, yeah,
Benny's always here. Cortez and Murdoch mostly for getting it back on the air. Murdoch actually fought some of the building maintenance people to the death to make sure that we could get the station plugged back in.
He was a tough cookie. I saw him barreling his way through the lobbies here, and I thought, whoa.
Nice job, Murdoch.
Look at this guy.
Nice job.
He was under the board in here.
Now, I don't like to toot my own horn, but what happened when the water was flowing at its fullest during the time we were off the air, I swam through the water, and at risking my own life, I found the plug that was unplugged, and I plugged it back in.
That's funny, because Anna and I were in the lobby, and we didn't see you out there.
Well, how could you see me when I was swimming upstairs?
Who are you, Shelley Winters?
That's right. That's right. I was Shelley Winters from the Poseidon Adventure. If you want a more recent reference, say something old after 1970. If you remember the movie Titanic, remember when Leonardo DiCaprio was chained to the pipe and the water was rising?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was, what's the girl's name in the movie, the woman's name?
Kate Winslet.
I was Kate Winslet. Yeah. I was Kate Winslet, and I came in with the axe, and I smashed the chain so he could get off that pipe and they could swim to freedom.
I thought it was odd when you wanted to cuddle in the lobby on that particular piece of tile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Shelley Winters better. Yeah.
Shelley Winters was a good reference. That was strong. That was strong.
Just picture that movie. Sorry.
The building is still upside down after it flipped. Remember, wasn't that the deal on the Poseidon Adventure?
Oh, yeah.
The ship turned upside down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiotic movie. Unlike the things that come out of my mouth.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
9:13. I just took a walk up to the 7th floor and back. It appears that other than the fact that one of the elevator banks is down, we have survived the great flood of 2014. The building appears to be, well, it smells like a building. It doesn't smell, you know, poorly. We were concerned about that with the main water break. But we, after being off the air for 20 or 25 minutes, I can't remember being off the, I've been thrown out of a lot of cities and a lot of radio stations and been here off and on for many years. Certainly it's never happened here, but being off the air for more than even a minute, you know, is forever. I've never been off the air that long. I mean, does it ring a bell with you?
Not with me, no. Mm-mm. I've been here 54 years, and...
Yeah, you've been here long. I say this all the time. You've been here longer than I've been alive. If you haven't seen it, it hasn't happened.
That's right. It hasn't happened until your arrival, and it happened today.
I don't know that the two things are actually... Well, they probably are. They're probably related. I want to thank Kevin, by the way, as well. Kevin working the phones right now. Kevin, turn the microphone on for a second. Kevin, I thought that you handled yourself well on the deck of the ship as it was sinking.
Oh, I appreciate that, Steve.
Yes.
Absolutely. Keeping us afloat.
Yeah, and Kevin was talking to engineers and talking to Channel 9. And
I was just pretending to look busy. I was hitting random buttons. I might have put us off the air. I don't know.
You looked a little bit like, what was it, Tom Hanks movie where his ship was pirated last year?
Oh, yeah, Captain Phillips.
Oh, yeah, Captain Phillips. You looked a little bit like Captain Phillips before they got on board. You looked like you were in charge. You looked like you were in command. And you didn't look like panicky Tom Hanks afterwards. You looked like you were under control.
Cool. All right.
Totally calm under pressure. That's very impressive.
Is that why he was shouting, "I am the captain now"?
He was shouting that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he got in a fight with Ross. He goes, "All right, I know you're the captain. I didn't say anything." And then there was trouble. But anyway, nice work by you, Kevin. I mean, this is a guy who I used to call disappointing, and now he's saving us all from near flood death.
I don't know if I saved anybody.
Is that exaggerating?
That's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I'll take the credit. We can roll with that.
We all feel safer now, Kevin.
Let's move on to something that actually is dry and important. Eric Zarnikow is here, Executive Director of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. Sandra Houston's in the room, too, Director of College Illinois. But, Eric, let me say hello to you, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
All right, so let's talk about College Illinois. Let's talk about these 529 prepaid programs. And I happened to bring in a friend of mine who is the mother of a little girl. The little girl's name is, because you and I haven't met, the little girl's
Gabriella.
Name is? Gabriella. What a beautiful name. And your name again is?
Anna. I mean, I have a mother of a three-year-old, and we're all confused.
I said two?
Well, no, she's three in a couple of weeks.
She turns three. Right. Yeah. So as a mom of a little one, she was told the other day she's already behind. Is that fair? Should the baby's born, start the plan right away?
Yeah, I think it's really important. It's sort of like anything in life. The earlier you start, the better you're likely to have the outcome. So I think purchasing or planning for college as early as possible is incredibly important. And College Illinois is a 529 prepaid tuition program that essentially allows you to buy future tuition today at today's contract prices. And we just reopened for enrollment today, and we've actually reduced prices. So we'd encourage you to check it out on our website at collegeillinois.org.
Now, what would your questions be as a parent?
I've just done a lot of research on this. So it feels like I heard that if you do it in Illinois, because there are 529 plans in states across the country, you can get a tax break on your state taxes. And then the other thing I would question is, can't you use it for other educational expenses, not just college?
So there's two types of 529 plans. There's savings plans, and then there's prepaid tuition programs. So this is a prepaid tuition program, and essentially what you're doing is buying future tuition today. The plan, although it's College Illinois, is very flexible. It can be used at almost any school around the country, either a private or public school in
Illinois. Oh, so it doesn't have to stay in state.
It does not have to stay in state, and you don't have to go to a public school. Now, if you go to a public school, it pays the full tuition, or you can apply what we would have paid at a public school towards a private school, either in Illinois or an out-of-state school as well, and you get some great tax benefits, both federal and state.
All right, so you were just saying you can prepay tuition at today's rate. So what does that mean?
So basically, it's the contract price is based on the age of your child, and there's a lot of flexible options. So you can buy from 1 to 9 semesters. You can buy a community college program or a university program. You can actually pay as a lump sum, or you can pay in installments over time.
Yeah, but how does that determine? I mean, the price of tuition is going to go up. We know that, obviously, in your case, Anna, 15 years down the road. So how do we determine that she's going to be covered? Little Gabriella.
So what we do is...
Don't make Gabriella upset.
Yeah,
she'll come after you.
I mean, yeah, she's had a bad morning already, I heard.
So essentially, you've bought for her future tuition at whatever that tuition rate is when she's ready to go to school. And you, by doing that, you know what you've had to pay for. It's at today's contract rates.
But I'm not just, let's say that Anna saves, what, $100,000 between now and 18. What if tuition at that point is $200,000? She still owes the extra $100,000?
So with a prepaid tuition program, we pay the tuition and mandatory fees no matter what they end up being.
Oh, okay.
So that's one of the benefits versus a savings plan is you don't have to worry about picking investments. So if you're uncomfortable with picking investments, we do that for you. And then whatever tuition ends up being, we pay on behalf of your beneficiary who you bought the contract for.
So what would be the fees for this year, a three-year-old, for instance, to save for college, to get the college paid for?
So it varies by contract type, whether it's community college, university, or University Plus. It depends also on the age of the child.
What is University Plus?
University Plus is for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. So that's a more expensive contract because the cost of going to that school is more.
Okay, so you would want to pay for two, because you don't know what your three-year-old's college future is going to be. You want to pay for something that has the broadest reach, I would think, right?
I would think so. And how much would that run, for example, though, you know, for if I was going to start saving today?
So it really varies by the age of your child. So what I would recommend is go onto our website. It's easy to remember, collegeillinois.org, and check it out based on how many semesters you'd like to purchase and how old your child is. We also have an 800 number you can call, which is 877-877-3724.
collegeillinois.org. All right, so we're going to jump on that, and we're going to get Gabriella 8 semesters of tuition at grad school. She's on her own.
She's totally on her own.
She's
for
totally
that.
On
oh
her
my
own
gosh,
for grad school.
We're worried about the rest of this.
But you think about this, and I guess I didn't make the complete connection on how this is done, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong. Everyone else does. It really has a pretty remarkable rate of return if we know what we're paying now. You know, double or more in 15 years, that's a pretty good deal.
It sounds like it to me that, you know, right now you could guarantee that at least college is paid for if you pay these rates that they're on the website that you can check out right now. You're guaranteed that you can afford college, which doesn't always happen when you save on your own.
What about the discipline of it? Is it direct deposit? Can you set up a direct draw from your checking account, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so people either can pay in a lump sum, so they can just pay the full contract price right up front, or they can pay in installments. And we have very flexible installment options ranging from 5 years up to as many as 15 years, depending on the age of your child. You can pay monthly or pay annually, and we can actually set up a direct debit right out of your checking or savings account, so it's automatically done.
It's a pretty smart idea.
It is a smart idea. So you cleared something major up for me, though, because there's the tuition base, the college tuition plan, and then there's the 529 plan that can be spent on educational expenses in general. But those two plans differ in that the first one allows you to go to college, it'll pay for it. The second one, you can use it however you want, but you may not have enough storage. Right.
So they're both 529 plans, so they get the same tax benefits both at the state and federal level. The savings plan can be used for room and board, books and fees. The prepaid tuition plan only covers tuition and mandatory fees. So sometimes combining the two plans can also be a great way for people to save for college.
A savings plan, how do you tap that? Is it just like a lump sum when the kid goes to school?
Yeah, it's basically
you can spend it all on Schlitz.
So it's sort of like a 401k plan. You put money aside, and then whatever the investments turn out to be is how much money you have towards going to college.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, get caught up in the fact that, well, how am I supposed to know what my kid's going to do in 15 years? If you have a general assumption, as everybody does, that your kid's going to go to college, this seems like a very smart way to go about things. Now, here's the other big question. College Illinois and 529 plans, as I understand them, are sometimes tied to state government and state funds. We know the state has issues when it comes to spending and money and collecting money and things of that nature. How are you funded differently where we know the money will be there?
So for College Illinois, the money goes into a separate trust fund. So the money is kept separate from other state assets or state money.
So people can't tap it. Springfield can't go, we need the College Illinois money. We're short.
Yeah, it's legally in a trust fund. So the money can only be spent towards contract benefits or expenses of running the plan.
Well, that's pretty smart.
That was news you can use this morning, or I can use, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's very good. And so, again, to find out more, website and phone number.
So the website is very easy to remember, collegeillinois.org, and the phone number is 877-877-3724.
Right. And you seem like a nice guy. Can we just call you at home if we have questions?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Your cell number?
877-877-3724.
That's weird.
Oh, it forwards to your cell phone?
Yes,
okay, all right, fine. I take your word for it. Congratulations, and thanks for making sure that the money can't be touched, because I think that's a lot of concern parents would have, and that kind of clears that up. So, I mean, what's it going to hurt to look into it? Look into it. CollegeIllinois.org. Check it out. But don't wait. Apparently, Anna's got to spend all of her money today to make sure sweet little Gabriella is going to have college paid for. But it's a great way to do it. And there is I like the idea that you could tap your checking account, because that self-imposed discipline there where you're not going, oh, I forgot to fund it this month.
Discipline is very important for most people.
Yeah, I don't have any. It's 9:23. Make it 9:24. More in a moment on 720 WGN. A couple of questions from the guests we just had in, and I don't know the answer to this one, and I don't know if you from your research do. What happens if your kid ends up not going to college? Then it's treated like a regular 401k?
My understanding is from the tuition-based plan he was talking about. I'm sorry, I don't know that much about that one. The other one...
Well, I would assume if you set money aside and the kid doesn't go, you're still entitled to your money.
You're still entitled to your money. I think there's a penalty on the other plan. That's the one I went into, the education plan, which is more like a 401k. And I know that they penalize you if you withdraw any of that money.
What percentage of high school graduates go on to college? I don't know the new number on that. I actually know the number has gone up and up and up for years, but I think it leveled off this year. And there are more and more kids who are going to junior colleges and then transferring to a four-year school for their final two, which I think if you can talk your kid into doing, that's a great idea.
The benefit of that plan, the other plan, the one that I was in, the more the 401k, is because you can use it for educational expenses.
So, right, like Schlitz.
Like Schlitz, you know, beer. Yeah, beer money, I think, is what it comes down to.
From the 630, I bought 8 semesters for my son in 2000. He started at NIU in 2012. For me, it was like buying a car. We paid for 5 years, 60 months, $323 a month. Simply the best financial decision we made for college planning. So that's a nice endorsement right there.
It really is.
So 9:29, we'll come back, get you news in a second. And we're out of time this morning still to come. Jose Canseco's middle finger and Charles Manson's getting married. I'm not kidding about either one on 720 WGN. According to Charles Schwab, you know, Chuck, the majority of 529 plans, and I don't know specifically if this is the rules as it applies to Illinois, but if you have planned for your son or daughter to go to college and they decide not to go, you can take the money that you've saved and apply it to anybody else that is going to college. So you can transfer the beneficiary.
That makes sense.
And I would assume you could transfer the beneficiary, and since you're saving your cousin a lot of money, they could pay you. So there's lots of ways to slice it. If you decide to just take the cash, you can take the cash, but there's a 10% penalty on top of the income tax you'll pay for tapping it. So it's very similar to pulling a 401k situation out, or more, I guess, more directly an IRA if you pulled an IRA early. So it's significant tax penalties. The other thing is, if your kid gets a scholarship, let's say your kid turns out to be a really good Yahtzee player,
okay,
and you're getting a full Yahtzee ride, you can and avoid the penalty and use the money for college expenses instead, other expenses that would come up.
Wow.
So there's lots of flexibility, it seems like.
That does seem like it. But what if you don't have another child to transfer it? Then you have to go through that penalty you just described?
You would either take that penalty, or if there's not another child and there's no one else to transfer it to in your world, that would be the play. You just have to eat the tax and the 10%. And who knows? You know, in 15 years, the rules could change. 15 years, you could be running America.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, I like your chances.
Yeah.
It's 9:33. Andrea's here, and time for your news.
You're listening to The Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago.
720 WGN.
We have just an exceptional collection of stories for a rout of time this morning before 10 o'clock. And I think John Williams is back today. John Williams doing a heck of a Johnny Carson impression for those of you old enough to remember. Is he taking off Mondays now? Is that the program? Charles Manson story today. A dad that got in trouble because he overstepped his bounds of power when he forgot to give his kid lunch for school. Kissing is the safest thing you can do during cold and flu season. Jose Canseco has a story about his middle finger. And the return of Jesus Christ may be imminent. If you have seen Jesus Christ in a chicken dinner, please call us because someone else has. And confirmation that men are incredibly stupid. That's all coming up.
Oh,
so
good.
Stand by
and
for
not
that.
In that order, though, right?
It may be just about in that order, now that I think about it. 9:50. What are you saying? We're out of time, Steve. You got 10 minutes left in the show. I got a lot of material to cover. You're going to have to take my word for it. We're out of time. Item number one, an Indiana police officer is under investigation.
What?
Seems he forgot to give his kid lunch for school, so he hit the lights and pulled the bus over. That's a cool dad.
That's a nice perk.
That's a cool dad, if you ask me. Scared the hell out of the bus driver, but got it done. The investigation is continuing. Best thing you can do during flu season would be what? Anyone? Anyone, best thing you can do during flu season?
Get a flu shot?
I knew you guys were going to say
stay away.
Flu shot.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Nope.
Purell.
Nope. Find somebody you like and jam your tongue down their throat.
What?
That's right. Kissing. Kissing is it. Those who share germs actually boost your immune system. According to the Applied Scientific Research at my favorite school, the Netherlands Organizational School for Applied Science, by swapping spit, you introduce your lady to bacteria she may encounter later on, making her more equipped to ward off future infections. There's a famous Friends episode about this where Monica was sick and trying to get Chandler to make out.
It was feet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
get questioning my knowledge of this. Come on.
No, I thought you were talking about the one with Phoebe where she tries to get her cold back.
Oh, that one too.
She licks all the mugs.
Yeah. Well, the writers got lazy. So in lieu of cold and flu this season, just lock lips with somebody. Start making out with him. Well, you look like you think that's counterintuitive.
You're gonna get
the Netherlands, what again was it?
That was the Netherlands School for Organizational Applied Science.
Act
like
my
you
homepage.
Don't know that. That's going to be your main information page. Charles Manson wants to lock lips, but he gets no conjugal visits with the 26-year-old former Illinois woman who says she wants to be his wife. Her name is Afton Elaine Burton. She's 26. She and Chuck applied for the marriage license on November 7th. Part of this seems to be, Anna, you were telling me earlier that she believes Charles Manson's innocent and she can have access as his wife to more evidence that can help free him.
As his wife, apparently she gets more access to more kinds of, information. But she believes he's totally innocent, had nothing to do with the seven murders in 1969.
You know, the forehead swastika is not going to help him as he goes forward.
It's not convincing, no.
So Chuck will still be in prison and young Afton hopefully will get her life together at some point. Jose Canseco had some problems. He was messing around with a gun. He shot off his middle finger, had it sewed back on, and was playing poker last Friday night, and his finger fell off.
Oh, God.
He's had it in the freezer ever since. He now says on his Twitter account he's going to put it up for auction. The eBay ad will read, slightly used middle finger with 462 home runs could be used as stirring straw for drinks.
So did he have a bad hand in that game?
He did. You know, you're better than that.
I know. Yeah, I just
really,
like,
you're better than
I
that.
Don't know what happened.
I know we got flooded this morning.
He only, had four of a kind.
We were off the air.
Only had four of a kind. Yeah. You're better than that as well. Oh. Let's go to Pocono Summit, Pennsylvania, where a Pennsylvania man was about to take a bite of fried chicken when he decided he shouldn't. Ernesto Hernandez says he saw the face of Jesus in the chicken breast. You can see it online if you like, or you could go on with your life. I think I know what call I'm going to make.
I'm going to Google it.
And finally, continuing evidence that men are stupid, or in this case, boys. A frat brother at Kappa Alpha at the University of Houston. You probably know the University of Houston. You lived in Houston for a while.
Lived there a couple years.
What's the co-ed situation there?
University of Houston?
Yeah, I mean the undergrad situation. Is everybody, is it a school for smart kids, not so smart kids?
Yeah, I'd say it is. It's a good school. Probably attracting a lot of people from Texas, though.
Seems that Kappa Alpha, a small electrical heater, caught fire. Is it cold in Texas now?
No, never. Never in Houston.
Oh, no kidding. And a trash can full of bathroom water couldn't stop it. So a young man decided the only thing he could do was step up when no one else would. Dylan Coop's first responder urine division peed on the fire.
Oh, my God.
No one was hurt, but the house was ravaged by flames. As it turns out, the chemical basis of human urine is not something that can put out a fire. Seems like the University of Houston would have covered that in class.
Especially if he was drinking.
So, I told you we had a lot of stories. I told you.
What a wrap-up.
Right? Fight cold and flu. We'll be back in a moment on 720 WGN. Texas from start to finish. 3-4. And so John, he likes to count just before he goes on the air. Let's see if the count is done counting. Good morning, Count.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine.
It just dawned on me, if my mic switch was open and you just heard me go 1-2, which is me just testing my mic, make sure it's good. Wow, that was just another booby trap waiting for everybody today.
Yes, it's been that kind of morning. So, John, you know this building.
Yeah.
Apparently on the 8th floor, a main water pipe burst about 6:45.
Yeah.
Now, as far as we know, Sam Zell was not in the building. But a main water pipe burst, and the flooding, interestingly enough, started on 8, and it went down. What would it be? This would be the south side of the Tribune Tower, correct?
Yes.
So down the south bank of elevators, down the south stairwell and staircases.
Water goes flowing.
Yeah, and water went into the lobby. So in the lobby,
really? All the way down to the first floor?
All the way down here.
Oh, my gosh.
And since it was a main water pipe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of water, and that's what shut you guys off.
So we were, they appropriately, you know, it's funny, water and electricity, they said, we should probably shut the power off. So they shut all the power off. And then, again, Kevin, working with our engineers, Mr. Murdoch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to Bill this morning, and he had, it was very interesting because he said there was a lot of water and a lot of electricity in the same place. And he was equal parts terrified, kind of jazzed by it. You know, he was sort of digging the adventure of it all.
Well, you have these engineers. This is what they live for.
It's like
this,
his April 15th.
I know. Every day they're watching a needle go up and down, just going, yep, you're on the air. But once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah,
they earned their keep.
I actually went full John McClane from Die Hard. I went up there and just started punching people, including people that I shouldn't have hit.
I think you had your son volunteered to go up and check it out. Yeah.
To be honest with you, and I probably shouldn't share this with you guys, but there's a little part of me that, you know, broadcasting's unrelenting. We never get a day off. They never cancel school for radio stations.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that always wants something so cataclysmic to happen that we all just sit back and go, well, can't work today. You guys had that.
We did.
Well, but the thing is, you couldn't really relax. At one point.
Right. So you don't know how to plan.
Well, at one point, so people understand, I was 5 minutes from driving to Channel 9 and doing the show from Channel 9.
Right. Well, you know.
It was the only way we could get on air.
See, we were going to go to breakfast.
Yeah. We were thinking, hey, latte,
that's
Bloody
what
Marys.
I'm talking about, Andrew.
We're like, I was going to go to Channel 9.
When Catherine goes up there, we're like, all right, scatter.
Y2K, man. We were all had contingency plans to go to the transmitter. You know, they had like K rations and duct tape, and we were going to do the show from there.
Contingency plans. I was at the transmitter.
You were there, weren't you?
That was a joke, Steve. We just sent you there for fun.
It was me and JC and Ed Wilkes spent New Year's Eve together.
How about that?
That was fun. Mm. You guys going to do it again this year?
Yeah, we are. Well,
not great. The red.
But yeah. It's New great. Year's Eve night. How much fun was that, huh?
So, all right, here's John. We'll see you tomorrow, I think.